here's what you need to know. Got to let
you know. Yeah, some great news for Southport. It looks like the Queen's Mall, you know where the old hospital area was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they knocked that down.
Yeah,
and they built the new Gold Coast Hospital. Where the old Southport Hospital place was, the Queen Street Mall, it looks like it's opening next week. Parts of it, which is going to be fantastic. The IGA, the cinemas, also dental, the Queensland X-ray and a dining precinct. So it's fantastic for Southport. Unfortunately, I feel for Australia Fair, which has been so iconic for so many years, but everyone seems to go to the new shinier place, and Queen Street Mall is going to be great for Southport. So it's opening up next weekend, parts of it. So really well done to Southport.
Now, you need to know, do not forget to vote. It's tomorrow.
Hello.
Unbelievable. Living under a rock. I know, it's come around quick, hasn't it? So, look, you could be fined. And it's not just the... I actually thought the fines for not voting were dearer than $20, but it's...
Is that all it is?
It's a $20 fine, but the problem is people forget about that, and then it escalates. So the next level is $222, and then on top of that, you have to actually pay court costs.
Oh.
So, okay. Yes, you have to remember to vote. And hot tip, because I did this the other day.
Yeah.
I've moved a few times within the last however many years. Mm. I actually had no idea where I was listed to vote. I thought it was the same as my licence. Don't fall into that trap, because it means you're going to end up having a bigger queue on the day and a lot of
fun. It does. There's a lot of messing around. I got messed around like that a couple of elections ago.
So check where you're enrolled to vote.
And another quick tip, don't speed to the election either, because you'll get fined and lose demerit points and then get fined if you don't make it on time.
Oh.
And don't be looking at your phone to see where the...
Yeah. And if you're riding a bike, wear a helmet, because you can get fined for that too.
Let's get through anything all the ways you can be fined.
On your way to the election if you don't vote.
Is there a way you haven't been fined in your career, mate?
No.
Hang on, one more thing.
Yeah.
Don't be nude as well, because then you can get fined for public indecency.
Yeah, you've been doing it wrong for a while, mate.
Look, if you haven't heard, the Boat Show and Blues on Broadbeach are both on this weekend. Ali, I cannot wait to see your eyes tomorrow. They will be like saucers. It is so worth the money, the Boat Show. I never used to go. Ever. I will go forever from now on. I will not miss a year. And Blues on Broadbeach, I heard such a great story. Go.
I was going to say, well, a friend of ours went last night and they would never, ever have gone to Blues on Broadbeach. He goes, I'd never go in here. And he said, gee, the vibe was awesome. He said, if that was the start of a long weekend of blues, he said, I'm coming back. He said, I'd never have gone, but he said it was fantastic.
Mate, it is. Everyone is like, you know, remember that noise when you went to a sleepover with all your mates when you were a kid? That's the mood everybody's in. It's quite remarkable. And I heard a great story yesterday about one particular artist. Kelly Penny is his name. Former New Zealand police officer. I met him last night. I reckon he set a world record for any musician, right? He was not a professional musician. He was a police officer in New Zealand.
Yep.
He moved over here. He bought a unit. And he was just playing his guitar one day and having a sing on his veranda. And a bloke stuck his head around the corner and said, Yippers, you're good. I need a singer-songwriter to come and play at my surf club. Anyway, that surf club bloke went to a meeting of all the surf clubs that day, and he got 17 gigs on his first day as a musician.
What? Oh,
Kelly Penny. Oh, he got a gig in every surf club on the Goldie.
Kiwi's taking our jobs.
And he is...
And that is what you need to know.